prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 26 October 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. You are in for a, well, just buckle up and hang on. We're going to talk to Brother Dana Coverstone in a minute about some more information he was given in some dreams. We're going to share it with you and put a cap on the whole thing so far. Next Tuesday, believe it or not, folks, a week away from an election, I do believe is going to change a lot of things in this country, unbelievably, but not in the direction that we hoped they would. Before getting off, we're going to make mention again, of course, that we're still offering for the rest of this month, and that's it, on the Mark the Beast that I did teach you on Crib back on August 1st. It's so important. Folks, I'm telling you now, we're on the verge of some big things happening. And I'm telling you this because it's scriptural. You better make sure that you're right with Christ, because if you're not, you're going to be given a strong delusion that you're going to be damned. That's just what the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians. You better read that for yourself and check it out for yourself. The Mark the Beast is not going to be something that's going to surprise a lot of people, because it's nothing but another commercial contract, so to speak, so you can buy or sell is all it is. Just like Social Security number, just like driver's license, everything else, it's just another commercial move that people will fall right into because it's convenient and you got to have it to pay the bills. You better be ready to understand that. You better, and that's in the teaching on the Mark the Beast. You better be able to understand that and understand it very carefully and very cautiously. And of course, we're still offering to go out for this at the end of the month also. The book, The Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel. I cannot emphasize enough, folks, how important a book is for $10. Listen, if I had the money, I'd give them away. But it costs us at least $3 or $4 to ship them out here that we can't just give them away. I got them in a very special deal because I got the last two or three cases left in the author's home. He passed away, and I bought them off a lady that bought the house. So I got them in a very good deal. I'm offering you at a third of the price you're going to find them online because I want you to have it. We're seeing a system come together, folks, that's a worldwide system. You better know that this has come together and why it is. And I'm still offering a pack of books. I got a couple packs left on the books by Stan Johnson on how pre-trib won. I can't emphasize that also enough, but that's okay. Folks, all I can do is say it. I can't make anybody, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, is all I can say. We get the materials here, may help you understand what's coming and maybe even save your soul so you won't be deceived into hell. And folks, if you're not right with Christ, I beg you in the name of Jesus that you get right with Christ right away. That you understand what true salvation is and what conversion is. We're running out of time. As I said last week, too, I want to go to Kansas. I want to go to Topeka, Kansas to be at the prayer meeting that Stan Johnson was having. And you won't believe what's happened here since then. One of our church members had his wife kidnapped right out of the hospital by Adult Protection Services. Oh, yeah. We have, I won't get into all the details on so many different things. Personal family issues that are very serious that we've been called into. So I'm not going to make it to Kansas. I just can't do it. I got to be here for what's going on. There's so much happening, folks. It's unbelievable. I just told the church a couple weeks ago that if Satan can attack you, he'll attack your family. And by golly, he's doing that. He knows his days are short, and he's moving hard and fast. I'm sorry I can't make the Topeka. I wanted to, but I can't run off and leave my brother here that's concerned by his wife, a personal family situation with that's very serious, and a lot more that I won't get into tonight that's come up just in the last few days. People are calling and asking for help. And there's not much I can do personally, but I can talk to them about Christ, grace, salvation, and peace in him. Unbelievably powerful attacks going on in our little fellowship and in our family. So I ask you to pray for us, please, that I have the discernment and the strength to continue. I mean that seriously. I'm only a man. I'm not Superman. I'm not anybody's superhuman. I'm just a man. And I need the grace of Christ just like you do. Now we're going to go to our guest. We're going to talk to Pastor Dana Coverstone. If you've watched anything, videos, if you've been to the website, PastorButch.com, looked under church news or prophecy news, you've seen some of his dreams. And if he were the only one having these dreams, I would take him very seriously. But I take him much more seriously because he's not the only one having these dreams that I know personally. The Lord's shown some things. And I think anyone who has any inkling of spiritual discernment feels in their gut, not just spirit, I call it gut, that all hell is ready to break loose this country. And folks, it's days away, if that long. We're going to have a currency reset, worldwide, any time now, any day. And with the election coming up, no matter who wins, all hell's going to break loose. I promise you that's true. We're going to discuss that right now with our brother Dana Coverstone. Dana, thank you. I know you're up to your eyeballs in this battle. I know you're out there every day sharing what you've seen and preaching the gospel. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to spend time with an old hillbilly preacher.
Hey, Brother Paul, it's an honor to be with you folks. I appreciate your ministry, what you're doing, and your passion to get the message out. And count you as a friend. We've talked several times now, and I just appreciate you emphasizing what's happening, because I think, you know, we're a week away from going to sleep in probably the most normal situation we could. I think, you know, a week from tonight could be the last normal night that we have for a long, long time.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I know you are. I sense it. I feel it. I've been saying it. And I don't like even talking about it, brother. I really don't. I don't even like to talk about it. But if we don't warn them, the blood's on our hands. We have to warn the people.
Yeah, and that's part of being a watchman. And literally, we're all watchmen. We're all supposed to see what's going on. We're all supposed to sense what's happening. And that's why one of the things I've been saying a lot of interviews and just in my preaching, discernment is the absolute most necessary gift that the church needs today. And it's more than just a spiritual gift from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's a necessity to know the times that we're in. You know, Jesus said, when you see these signs, when you see these things. But some of those things you don't just see, you sense, you feel. You talk about having that feeling in your gut. I prefer that word myself. But I'm hearing even more and more, the closer we get to the election, I'm hearing from more and more people who are just sensing something's about to give, something's about to change. And I keep hearing the word in my spirit and from other people. I keep hearing people say, it just feels like something is about to shift. Something is about to shift and head another direction. And I cannot help but believe that, not because of dreams, and like you said, I'm not the only one having dreams. There's a lot of other people out there that I'm learning about and hearing from and talking to that are having, you know, big dreams, the same kind of dreams I am about things of the future, with things about, the world in which we live, about the election. A lot of people are dreaming about those things, and it makes sense.
Brother, I want to share one thing with you. About 2 months ago, a very dear young man that I did part of his wedding with a young lady I grew up being her pastor. I did part of the wedding last June, and he had also a pastor of church. He just resigned the church this past week. He's going to go on street preaching now, but he was in the kitchen one day. I guess working on some supper, and he went out. I mean, boom, went out on the kitchen floor. That's all he knows. He went out on the kitchen floor. He saw in the dream coastal cities of America on fire. Now, he never heard of Dmitri Dudeman. I hadn't told him about it. I hadn't even had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah.
He had no idea. He saw the cities on fire, and he told me, he shared it with me sometime later. He said, I saw this. I mean, I don't understand it, but this is what I was showing. So even for people who say are novices in a lot of these things, they're also seeing it.
Yeah, and it's people from all backgrounds. It's kids. I had a guy that actually found my cell phone number and called me, and he said, Pastor, I just don't understand. He said, I've got like a 7-year-old daughter, and last night she came into our bedroom, my wife and I, and she kept saying, Daddy, wake up, Daddy, wake up, Daddy, wake up. And this man wasn't a Christian. And he said, well, honey, what's wrong? She said, I just had a dream that Jesus came and you were left behind. And he told me to wake you up and make sure you're saved right now for when he comes. And he said, when your daughter does that at 1:30 or 2 in the morning, he said she was passionately crying. She was, you know, she was concerned about his soul. So here's a little child having a dream about her, you know, her dad not making it. So that was, it's not just dreams about the future. It's kids having dreams like that for the parents, and people having dreams about their family, and feeling the need to get out there and share the gospel with people, because you're right, we don't have a whole lot of time. And I think every American knows there's something not right. Every American can feel the tension in the air. It's so thick you can cut it with a knife. People know something's going on. But the spiritual ones, the ones that know Jesus, the ones that are close to him, they're going to catch it even more. They're going to sense just how deep in those signs we are, and how close to his return we are. And so that, to me, it's important that God's people are waking up. But I think in the last several months, we've seen a lot of churches wake up, a lot of people wake up, a lot of believers wake up. I'm hearing from people who are praying. I mean, every day I get letters and cards, I get emails, I get messages from people that are saying, hey, this, you know, those dreams woke me up. I'm starting to sense things now, starting to see things. So I'm grateful for what God's doing, you know, not just in my life, but the life of somebody in America.
Well, let me ask you a question. We got a lot more to talk about, folks. We'll take phone call the next half hour like we always do. But a question, brother. Now, this is a loaded question. I'm sure you can't give us a direct answer unless you see something I don't see. But the division in this country is so huge. As your last stream said, with the gentleman behind the podium in the Senate said that a nation divided shall not stand. And we know that's true. That's scriptural. But
right.
with all this chaos, have you got an inkling in which direction this election is going to go? I've been hearing both ways, and I don't care which way it goes; it's going to be nasty. But do you have any inkling which way it's going to go?
Well, we've had record voter turnout, early voting.
Yes.
You know, in 16 states, it's historic. In one of the dreams that I had, I had a dream where the headlines basically declared Trump the winner. But there was a lot of questions about it, which, you know, we know both sides have hired, you know, thousands and thousands of attorneys anticipating it. One candidate was told, you know, don't you dare concede anything on election night.
That's what Hillary told Biden, don't concede.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So we're seeing, even within the news agencies, we're already hearing, we're probably not going to know by that night. And I can agree with that. You know, we've waited before. But I sense in my spirit there's a lot of people out there that are Trump supporters that aren't saying it because they know if they do, what could happen. You know, different groups that we know, some of the protesting groups have already said, you know, if Trump wins, you better watch out. They're taking pictures of people's properties that have Trump signs and flags. You know, voters are being intimidated. People are being threatened that if you're a Trump supporter, we'll burn your house down. Things like that. Those things are real. Those threats are really out there. And I think it's because of this, and you'll understand about the Senate, I hope the audience does too. Both sides realize what's at stake. And we often just think, well, God, we don't want to know what's at stake. No, the other side knows what's at stake too. Satan always knows what's at stake and how it will change the nation, how it will change any nation for that matter. And so I'm on the side, I'm hoping that, you know, one candidate wins, primarily because I won't have to worry about going into a camp. I won't have to worry about having my guns taken. I won't have to worry about free speech. I won't have to worry about preaching the gospel. But the other thing people got to realize, if Trump wins, we're going to have another 4 years of the media hating him, Congress despising him, no one wanting to work with him. And so, yeah, there could be more gridlock, but I'd rather have a man like Trump, who's not perfect, but he's not a politician. The guy doesn't even take a salary. He, you know, does his best for the American people, and he loves Israel. One of the best things to me is that he loves Israel. I don't always agree with every decision he's making about Israel and Jerusalem, but I'm thankful for a president that moved our embassy to Jerusalem and recognized it as the capital. I'm thankful for a man who's trying to do things with the health care problems that we have and situations like that. And I really believe that he loves the American people. He loves his country, and he's trying to serve us. So we're a place where both sides truly understand what's at stake. And that's why all the stops are out. That's why everybody is jumping in this thing as hard as they can, as fast as they can, because they understand
what's at stake. I don't know. Again, I do see violence coming. And I'll be quite honest with you. I'm not a Biden or Trump supporter. I'm not voting for either one of them. I can't. I won't get into all the details on that. I think Trump may have done some good things, and there's a lot of things that we could say that no point in discussion. Like we talk about it sometime in private. I'm not a total Israel supporter either, in a sense what they're doing. Nonetheless, I do sense what you know and you what you've seen after next week, and maybe earlier. All hell's gonna start breaking loose. They're supposed to confirm Barrett, I think, tonight to the Supreme Court. And we've been told that if they do that, there's going to be nastiness in the streets the next day. We'll see. And then a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll just think about this. One hour after Ginsburg passed away, 1 hour after she died, there were already people at the Supreme Court with signs with the whole idea that, you know, if you try to confirm her, we'll burn it down.
Yeah, and that's right.
This is premeditated riot, so to speak, is where we're at right now.
Well, we're seeing people outright threatened. I mean, literally. Threaten everybody from, we'll say, common citizen to politicians, threatening to kill them, and they're still walking the streets. No one's saying a word about it. I mean, they're actually going out and tearing down statues of our history, burning buildings, defacing property, destroying businesses, and they're more or less left to run the streets. That's what we're seeing.
And we're seeing that led by a lot of mayors and governors, particularly one side. And that's why, you know, you do not hear me endorse. You heard me say that there's one candidate that I hope, you know, above the other wins in that sense, based on what could happen after that. I'm like, you know, I don't worship any party. I'm a believer. I love the Lord. Trust what the Word says. But I think either way, we as believers are about to face some hard times and see some things that we've never seen before.
I guarantee you. Well, where did judgment begin?
Right
at the house
church,
of the Lord, right? That's right.
Yes.
And Revelation 13 says the Antichrist, the beast, is given the power to overcome the saints. I don't like that verse. I wish it wasn't in there, but it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He'll be a miracle. He'll be a miracle worker. He'll have a smooth tongue. He's going to be a counterfeiter of who Jesus is, even to the point of a resurrection. The mark of the beast. Those things will be. You know, the mark of the beast won't just be an American thing. It'll be a worldwide thing.
Worldwide.
And as I said before,
it's just not, it's going to be easy. It's going to be another commercial act. It's buy and sell. We've all give up. We've all done that, brother. We've given them social security numbers, driver's license numbers, whatever it takes to buy and sell. So we're used to being, you know, told, well, you got to have this to buy and sell. So what's one more deal?
Oh, yeah. You have to wear a mask if you go in the store. And I see where airlines are trying to think about different ways. Even airports right now are working to do, COVID testing right there within 1 hour before your flight. You can know if you're positive or not. So,
So far in our state, in West Virginia, you don't have to wear a mask in the store. I mean, no one makes you do it. We're blessed that way a little bit, I suppose, here. So, I mean, some stores have signs up, but they don't enforce them. And a lot of times the employees inside don't even wear masks. So we're kind of blessed. We're backward. West Virginia's a backward state in a lot of ways, and I'm glad it is. Nonetheless, we're seeing people getting conditioned to obeying. And I say this humbly, but I say before in honesty. People, if you want to see the percentage that will take the mark of the beast, look at the percentage of those who are wearing masks.
Oh yeah,
because you're scared.
I went to Walmart. Yeah, I went to Walmart today. I walk in with it because, you know, there's someone at the door that says you have to have it. So as soon as they get in the door, it comes off, and that's not me trying to be rebellious. I have severe allergies.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be rebellious against unjust law. It's okay. I mean, if we don't rebel against the beast, we're going to be damned.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with disobeying unjust laws and saying you can't do. I just preached a sermon this past weekend at a church I don't pastor, but up in Mill Creek, West Virginia, about 2 hours north of me. I preached a sermon on the blessings and duties to Christ, and I said, you know, folks, in Colossians 1, I read the scriptures. You have been translated to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You are now in a new kingdom. You're no longer in the kingdom of Satan or this world. You're in Christ's kingdom. Live like you are. Obey Him, not man.
Anyway, we're talking about.
So, with all the information that you've been given through dreams and what you sense in your spirit, you just had a new dream, I know, last week where you saw the nation being divided and kind of all hell breaking loose. You even saw a sign above a casket in the rotunda that said the Democratic candidate for president is supposedly dead. No names, just a date, December 17th. You saw that. What have you made out of that? What do you sense?
Well, in the dream, you know, I saw a lot of it. It looked like an atlas with interstate lines, all of them, and they were flashing like information. And I've had people tell me that, well, you know, they've got a lot of ideas. Every time I put a dream out, I will get between 300 and 400, say even sometimes 500 interpretations of what people think that dream is. And I think what the information was stuff that's coming out, documents, letters, emails, things like that. You know, the Hunter Biden email is a big deal right now. A lot of people, all the news agencies aren't even talking about that at all. Even groups like NPR News haven't touched it. That's pretty big stuff. We've had the Barrett confirmation hearings going on. We've seen, and even, you know, I had a dream where I talked about, I saw the heads of different people exploding. Well, in a speech this last week, President Trump said, you know, heads are exploding in Washington, D.C. So even the president is recognizing that. But I saw the Liberty Bell, you know, cut in half because of the policy, and I saw it happen in the Capitol. And I really think the key thing in this dream was the word discovery. Because the information was getting to places, people were discovering it, people were trying to make sure no one else found out about that information. And the process, there were people trying to cover it up, keep things from coming out in the open. Every time you have the word discovery, and discovery is a legal word, you know, about evidence and things like that.
Yes, yes.
And so there was a lot of people who were running from that. And then the rotunda of the Capitol, I saw a closed casket. There was a sign on top of it that said the Democratic candidate for the office, the president, was lying there. There was a calendar hanging above that casket with a date that was circled, December 17th. Now, I've looked at that date. I'm trying to find out historical things about it. December 17th was the day the Arab Spring began many years ago. It's also the birthday of the current Pope, which I find interesting. And another thing is, you know, one of the Democratic candidates for president, one of his sons passed away. And in that dream, there were only one of his sons was there, but not the other one. His wife was looking down. Well, there was nobody present. Nobody was present. But in my dream, I had the sense that one son was there, but not the other. And then the senator stands up and demands to see the body. And so there's a lot of people think that I said that, you know, Joe Biden's going to die on that day. That's not what I said. I just simply said I had a dream. Here's what I saw. The calendar dreams, the dates are significant to me. Just as was October 31st, this coming weekend is going to be the last weekend, perhaps, that's normal. But I also see it being a weekend that's going to bring a lot of crazy things up, you know, in our nation. But at the very end of this dream, that white figure that's kind of developed morphed into a different person in the dreams, stands in Congress, and he tapped the microphone three times, and he said very loudly, "A house divided against itself," and then he said, "shall not stand." And the emphasis was on the word "shall." And I think what we're seeing, and then he flips off all the lights. That was the end of the dream. So I think that there's a lot of things about to be revealed. A lot of truths about to come out. We know there's a lot of indictments that are about to come down about against a lot of people in power and leadership in Washington. I've had a lot of people who have asked me, you know, who these senators are, who these prominent people are, and all people need to really. I'm being cautious because I've had conversations with federal agents. I've had people who called me. I've had people.
Stop for a second. The federal agents have contacted you.
Yeah, because of some of the things in my dreams, like the coin shortage. If I would have had stock in, like, you know, silver or nickel or things like that, where they put in the coins, I could have been trying to manipulate the stock market. I've had some off the cuff conversations with people because of, I've seen attempts on the president's life. I've seen some things, you know, with prominent senators and leaders in power. And there are some of the dreams that I've had that I have not shared publicly, but I can tell you they've gone high up. In Washington, D.C., and been seen by certain people at high ranks, high level, because of what they could mean. And I, you know, when I had, look, I've had dreams all my life, but never like these. And about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
And, you know, I don't mean keep interrupting you, but this is the thing that's important. You say you've had dreams that you haven't shared in public, but you've shared it with people that will say in higher places?
Yes, yeah.
And I know, maybe you can't answer this, but when you say high up, how high up are you talking about?
High as you can imagine.
Really? Right up to Trump?
Yes. Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And any response from any of them?
Not necessarily, but just the idea that I know there are people who work at that level that have seen them, are aware of them. There have been briefings involved with them. And once again, you know, I'm not supporting any typical party situation. I don't want to see any president assassinated. I don't want to see any major chaos happen in our country. But we also do realize that we see a greater division in our country. A lot of this is being pushed by the media than we've ever seen.
Again, and our nation is ripe for judgment. You know that also.
Yes, yes.
Our nation must be judged. Must be judged.
And in that sense, we'll be judged. And I think we're about to see some of that judgment played out right in front of our eyes.
I know we are. I'm certain we are. Starting maybe early next week or even earlier. But now, and I know we're running out of time quickly here. I'm almost half hour going already. But anyway, you think that people who watch this in the higher echelons are seeing things that they see what you've seen in the dream, and they already know about these things beginning to happen, or things have already happened that they knew about and nobody else knew about? Do you think that's part of it?
Well, all I know is that I have been told by people close to some of those people that they have gone all the way, you know, have gone very, very high up because of the nature of some of the dreams, because of some of the prediction. You know, the thing we got to realize is that everything about prophecy until it happens is speculation. And same with the dreams, everything until it happens is speculation. So I'll have people send me all sorts of dreams or all sorts of signs or reports on interviews or things that they see in the news and say, hey, have you seen this? Like, I'm hearing about, you know, Colorado's having fires.
Oh, hang on so, through the break. Don't lose that thought. Hang on through the break, okay? Folks, break at the break. We'll take a couple phone calls next half hour if you have any questions. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back, and we're about a week away from whatever you want to call next Tuesday. And I think we're a week away or less from starting to see some things happen that America has never seen before. And you say, Preacher, are you hoping for that? My goodness, no. I am praying our Father would hear our prayer of repentance. I said our prayer. I'm not praying for the politicians or the world to repent. I'm praying that the church repent before God. And we're the ones that failed. We're the ones that would be salt and light. We're the ones that would go out into further His kingdom and teach the world His commandments. We're the ones who were told to do that. We failed miserably at that. Repentance must begin with ourselves in our own homes. And that's where it must start, in our churches. If there's any hope for any type of delay, any type of grace in this happening right away, it's because the church repented and is turning back to God, asking for direction. That's what the book says, 2 Chronicles 7. Anyway, so this is what we're seeing. And I do sense, and even more than sense, I can't describe it. It's a feeling. It's almost a sickening feeling in my stomach sometimes, what I sense is coming on this nation. Within a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. No, I'm not setting dates. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you what I sense in my spirit. If I'm wrong on this, if Brother Dane is wrong, let's praise God together and thank Him for His mercy and grace. Let's do that and really mean it. Let's not take it for granted. But if what we're sensing is coming about, I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ that you get right with Him. That you quit mouthing the fact that you're saved, that you really are born again. No. I didn't say that you necessarily believe. Satan believes and trembles. That's not salvation. It's conversion. It's being born again. It's coming to Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength and becoming His servant and trusting Him for your salvation. That's what it really is. It's not just saying I believe. It's not going to church. It's not giving tithes. It's not even healing the sick and raising the dead. It's belief in Jesus Christ alone is going to make a difference. Go ahead, brother.
I'm just looking at the headlines real quick, and I see a headline that says, Police struggle to protect voters, avoid intimidation at polls. I'm seeing another one that Texas governor to order 1,000 troops to cities during the election. I just saw where 70,000 in Southern California have been evacuated because the blaze in California continues to grow. I've seen another three nations. Spain just ordered a COVID emergency and through the month of May of next year. So, you know, we always, the CDC is pushing all these different numbers and things, and crazy things are happening. I talked earlier about the fire. There's fires in Colorado now.
That's where my son lives. He lives in Colorado Springs. He's right in the line of them. Yes, go ahead. Yes,
yeah.
You're right.
And there's talk about power outages because of this. In California, Colorado, we're seeing things up in the Dakotas. Another headline, Arctic blast brings minus 29 degrees cold to Montana. So even now, they're getting more and more bad weather earlier than we usually had it. We've seen the hurricane season this year.
It's not over yet.
Yeah. So
not over yet.
Happening.
Another one coming in. They are. And by the way, this is kind of humorous, but it's true. I was talking to a friend of mine today who works with some Amish people in Pennsylvania buying cattle and different things. And he asked him when he was up there, he said, how much has COVID affected you? He said, very little. We don't have TV sets. I thought, wow, what a way to put it. Right on the money. Right on the money. So sometimes I think being a little backwards is really nice. But anyway, so all these things you're seeing come together, and in the dreams you've had, you went through a lot of different details. You've seen so much. But you did see, and I think probably about your first dream, where people are hiding inside their homes, looking at the windows with guns in their hands, ready to protect their homes and families because what could happen. Do you think that's still a viable thing to think about?
I do, and I'll tell you why. A lot of people are all. I get more emails and concerns about being a gun owner than anything else. But guns serve two purposes. I live in Kentucky. Everybody down here knows how to hunt and loves to hunt. Will feed their families with a couple beers to the winter. You know,
right.
The guns and ammo though. Because you try right now to find ammunition. You try right now to find a gun. They're hard to find, hard to buy. And typically, yes, this happens during every election cycle, but there just seem to be a whole lot of different things. We've seen reports of, you know, some federal agencies have been buying ammunition over the last several years and months to load up their stockpile.
Millions of rounds are buying up.
I'd rather have a gun and not need it. I don't want to shoot anybody. I'm not telling people to be have that aspect. But you know, we've already seen cities where people just came in and took six blocks of Seattle and made it their own, didn't ask the business owners, the people living in apartments there, what they wanted. They just took it over. They declared war against the government, the leadership there.
And the government stood down. The cops stood down.
Yeah. And so if you want to live in a place where they're going to defund the police, you better realize when you call 911, they're not coming. But they're going to send people without a gun to take care of a situation where there is a gun. And it's common sense safety to take care of. You know, I've got the right, the God-given right to defend my wife,
you
my family.
You have a duty.
Exactly. And I'm going to take that duty seriously. I carry every time, you know, everywhere I go, I've got a gun unless there's a place where I go where you can't. And I honor that. But I'm not going to be caught off guard and have risk brought to my family and my home. Even at my church, we have people that are armed every single
Absolutely.
Service. We had to arrest a guy at my church several years ago. He walked in high as a kite and was not supposed to drive, drove all the way from another state to get here, walked in during service, caused some issues, and a state trooper in my church just got right up, knew what to do, took him outside, called for backup, and they had him arrested in about a half hour. No incident, it's a situation. And the people who work to watch our people at the church, they did exactly what they were supposed to do. It just went down like clockwork. And that's another thing we got to think about.
It is.
Depending on who wins, there's a lot of threats to the churches right now.
It's going to get much worse. I got to share this because I think it's important. Last week, our local sheriff, I never talked to a sheriff before. His name is Billy Nunley. I texted him and said, Billy, the sheriff would like to talk to you if I could. And him and his chief deputy come to my house. We sat down on the front porch. We talked. He said, many people are calling me just like you, and they know something's coming. We do, too. We're glad to know you're out here. We know that your name's going to be on one of our lists. If we need you, we will deputize you on the spot. And he meant that. He said, I'll deputize all the men I have to. But on top of that, I preached at a church yesterday morning, yesterday morning. And I always carry a gun. I have a pistol on my hip when I'm behind the pulpit. And I didn't know how some of the people were going to take it. I mean, I didn't know how they were going to take it. But after church, one young lady came up holding a little girl in her arms. She tapped my gun and said, we need more men like you. And I thought, well, thank God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, they're seeing it. They understand it. No one said a word about that. No one said a word about that. I live in, like you do, in a state in West Virginia where guns are as common as the shoes. I mean, you'll see people carrying guns around here all the time. A lot of them are concealed, but a lot of them carry out in the open like I do. And you'll see them all the time. People are used to it. They're not afraid of them.
Here in Kentucky, we have all the time, but I carry concealed all the time. I don't go anywhere without a gun. People say, oh, well, don't you trust the Lord? Yes, I trust the Lord to give me the common sense to be able to protect myself anywhere I go.
I always ask him, do you have a spare tire in the car? You hypocrite! Can God fix a flat? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If you have a spare tire, I shouldn't care. Yeah, go ahead. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, the Lord told the disciples, you know, they needed a sword.
That's right, you said that.
There's also enough psalms, you know, about God preparing our hands for battle, our hands for battle, our fingers for war, because this thing is a fight. And, you know, the spiritual things that we're about to see in the next week, we're going to find out what the church is made of. We're going to find out who the sheep and the goats are.
And by the way, Barrett just got confirmed. Barrett is now confirmed. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm thankful for that. Not because we're trying to push back abortion, of course, but because we need level-headed, common-sense approaches to legal issues in our country. We need level heads. We need people who can think for themselves and not have to give into an agenda or a format. I'm thankful for the people that our current president has put into leadership. And a lot of them have come back, not just the ones he has done, but justices at that level can change their allegiances and their ideas over time. We've seen that. But I still appreciate justices along the lines of Anthony Scalia. I appreciate the fact that Barrett was worked under him, because he was a literalist with the Constitution. That's more along the lines where I fall. I want people to interpret the Constitution for the people, and not what befits best a group, an agency, or a party. And some of these justices will all one day stand before God, just like we will in that sense, and have to give an account for what they supported and what they did with their knowledge and their position. And a lot of believers are going to find that out very, very quickly. That's why I believe we're about to see a greater division of the sheep and the goats than we ever had. And the Lord's trying to get a hold of people and wake them up. You probably just heard my dogs barking. They're in here by my side, but they heard somebody came in the back door, and they know, you know.
Okay.
I hope that enough believers are starting to bark at the door when they hear something, and not just, you know, to be aware of what's happening around us. The Bible and Paul in 2 Corinthians, Paul said, you know, we are not ignorant of his devices, speaking of the enemy.
Amen.
But there's a lot of people in our churches that don't read the Word, don't know the Word. They hear the sermon on Sunday, and that's all they hear during the week. But they're doing their one, you know, their two chapter and one verse devotional each morning, and they don't know Jesus well enough to even know when he walks in the room and sense he's there. I still pray the church will wake up, because the church is going to have to stand up and speak up, and it's going to cost us not just a lot. It's going to cost us everything in the weeks and months to come. I had a guy, or someone sent me a message this week on our church site, and it said that her dad's a pastor, Pentecostal pastor, and that he had had a dream that after the election, that we're going to start meeting in church. Our churches are going to be meeting in basements and meeting secretly, because we're going to see some crazy things come down the pike.
Do you think it's going to be because people are going to hate the church so badly that they're not, because we're saying necessarily the government's getting involved, but the people hate it so badly we have to kind of protect yourselves? You think it's what it's going to be?
It could very well be, because we are going to support things that are in the Word. We're going to support, you know, we're the church is the only agency that supports this pro-life movement. We're the only agency speaking up for the situation, you know, for the unborn baby. We're the only ones. There's a lot of agencies that are trying to figure out what's going on with racial division and this and that, but we are the only agency that's really reaching out to bring people together, to work together.
Amen.
In the
Amen.
Suburbs. And so my concern is just that the church is going to have to speak up, and when we speak up, we're going to get, you know, there's a lot of stones being laid around the ground ready to be thrown at us.
Well, I just know, and you know, that America is divided more than ever before in history. I think it's even far worse than it was but with the Civil War. A little bit different. This isn't anything about, this is partially about racism, partially about finances. This is a little bit of everything. This is spiritual division. Back during the war between the states, there was some morality in the country. There's just still some morals left in the people. But that's been stripped away in America.
Yeah.
We've seen that for years. We murdered nearly 100 million babies. We sodomized our sons, perverted daughters. We made it legal in this nation. We take the Constitution of the United States and turn it into a document of all kinds of lasciviousness and all manner of evil. We've done that in this country.
Right.
And I'm saying this humbly before God, Brother Dana. It's the church's fault.
Yeah.
We haven't said anything.
Oh,
we haven't done anything. I mean, where's the church been?
Yeah. And let me ask you this. I mean, how many people, I ran, and I can say this publicly, I ran for a city council position in my hometown, Jaysville, Indiana, as a youth pastor. And I won. I had people say, oh, you're not supposed to run for public office if you're a Christian. You're separation of church and state, stuff like that. I won two terms, majority of the vote both times, love for my community. We need believers that are going to stand up and run for public office
at
all levels.
Amen.
State, local, federal level. We need believers that are, we need strong Christians who will go to Congress and stand against anything that's going to try to shape them and force them to be whatever the line that Washington has. But we need to be involved. And too many Christians have said, well, let's let somebody else do it. And people have not ran for public office. They've not run for mayor or governors or state offices.
Well, if Christians aren't in office, who's going to be in office, obviously, right?
Yeah. And
right?
Everything
if Christians
they pass,
aren't, who are
going to be Christ-like. Yeah. And so if we want to have a voice, we got to make a difference. And we're not going to be pushing ourselves on people and our ideas, but we're going to run with our conscience. And I want people who are elected at the federal level to run, to work on their faith and to let their faith determine how they vote.
Amen.
Especially those that love the Lord and want to serve Him in all they can. So we need people running for public office. We need people praying for our officers. And I've been praying lately a whole lot more. Lord, give our President Trump, give our president dreams, give our governor dreams, give our local officials dreams, because we need to have people dream it. I would love for Trump to have a dream where he says, I need some men and women of God who will come and gather around me and tell me what this dream meant. Just like Pharaoh.
Yeah, other than Paula White, for sure. But anyway, there's no such thing as a non-religious person. Every man and woman and child has a religion. I say religion, not Christianity. They all have religions, and everyone in office, I was president or a Supreme Court justice or a senator, they work in the direction of their personal philosophy or religion. So if they're not Christian, they're going to vote non-Christian. That's just as simple as that. So Christian need to be involved.
Yeah.
I'd like to read something to you. You've heard of Alex de Tocqueville, right? Alexa de Tocqueville?
Yeah.
De Tocqueville.
Yeah.
He wrote something. I want to read this. This is written in a book in the 1800s entitled, written back in, I can't remember what year it was. But anyway, he said this. The Puritans' form of government, this is the United States, was as strictly theocratical as so much it would be difficult to say whether there was any civil authority among them distinct from ecclesiastical jurisdiction. Wherever a few of them settled a town, they immediately gathered themselves together into a building, into a church, and their elders were magistrates, and their code of laws was a Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. God was their king, and they regarded him as truly and literally so. When this nation was founded, it truly was founded on Christian principles. The men who held the office were totally born-again believers. As a matter of fact, you could not run for office unless you were a professed Christian. That's the way it was. It ended,
yeah.
I hate to say this, with the Constitution, because the Constitution did away with the religious clause. It did away with it. It opened the door for all kinds of heathenism. But nonetheless, this was a Christian nation. And to talk to this, I couldn't tell where civil government ended and the church started. They all won. They ruled by God. God's
right.
laws.
So right. and
there's a big difference.
Moral character. Yeah.
Yes.
The moral values lead and guide them.
So, brother, we're down to about 8-9 minutes left. From you've had a lot of dreams. If you could summarize all the dreams together in about 5 minutes, what key points would you like to make?
I would say, first of all, God's trying to wake the church up to get ready for what's coming, because we can't be effective if we don't know what's coming, and we can't use the weapons of our warfare if we don't know what kind of battle's coming. So,
amen.
If you're not woke up yet, it's probably too late. The game's already started, in one sense. So I believe that we're going to see a very, very contentious election. I believe whoever wins, you're going to see both sides will have a response, both good and bad. You're going to see the best and the worst of the church. You're going to see the best and the worst of fallen believers. You're going to see the best and the worst of the left and the more liberal leaning side. of both parties, because even within the Republican Party, you have those. I believe we're going to see a lot of need for people to know who they are in Christ and where they stand, because we're about to see a lot of globalistic tendencies pushed on us. We're not just the only ones having issues with COVID. It's worldwide. It's not nationwide. It's worldwide. And
amen.
We see talks of a global reset for the finances. We see a global reset for travel. We see a global reset for a lot of things. And we know that what they're doing is they're paving the way for the Antichrist. And I do believe that America will stands fully in the way of that globalistic pattern the Antichrist will have to use, because he does not want citizens with guns. He does not want citizens with a free speech. He does not want citizens with a freedom to religion. He especially does not want free press. So everything that we are intrinsically as a nation is diametrically opposed to what the Antichrist will want. And so we are high, I believe very much, and this is not prophetic, this is the truth. We are high on the enemy's list to knock out as a country because of all the freedoms that we have. You know, we're doing a radio, you're doing a radio show. You got people from other nations that are watching. You were sharing with me that you got people who are watching from all over the world. Well, there are some nations that will shut that down. They don't want people from Iraq or Iran watching this or hearing this. And so we have some great things. That's why the media and groups like Zuckerberg and Facebook and Twitter and all those groups that are censoring so much, that's why they're really big right now, like they are, because they're able to. I've had a bunch of posts on Facebook blocked just in the last several months. You make certain comments about certain things, and boom, you say something about COVID and how both the government's doing about it, and you can be blocked. And so I'm concerned about censorship. We're already seeing those things come to play, and the church needs to not just wake up; they need to stay awake. We need to be alert until he comes. Literally,
and not only wake up, but stand up.
Yes, because basically, you stand up when you know something isn't right, and you speak out when you want to change. And that will come to us with a great cost, an absolute great
Amen.
Cost
Amen.
To our lives. And I believe that we will soon see martyrs in this country. And that's made a lot of people angry and upset. I mean, believe me, I get enough hate mail every single day to appease me for a long time. I've had people tell me, God, those bad things aren't going to happen to any Christians. And God's promised, you know, we're going to get out of here before all the hard stuff starts. I wish it was that simple. I wish it was that, you know, I would love to live the rest of my life without trouble or issues or chaos or hate mail or stuff like that. But as Jesus said, you know, the many trials and tribulations will enter the kingdom of heaven. So he told us it's going to be hard. And so this is not new to us. Those of us that know the word and know who Jesus is, we know he's going to take care of us. And if that means dying and seeing him sinner, then hey, that's all right.
You know, that's a point I want to reiterate. This is true. Folks, he didn't promise us he'd bring it through us. Read Hebrews chapter 11, the last part of that chapter. Some lived in caves, some are destitute, some are starving, some are sawn asunder. He didn't promise you the same faith that built the ark, the same faith as saying somebody who was beheaded. So don't think, well, you're going to slide out of this. That isn't Bible. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. And the author of Hebrews goes on to say, you know, men of whom the world is not worthy. And
that's right.
That's the title he gives to those people who died by the sword, who lived in caves and holes in the ground. And yet that hall of faith, it's got some great people who were victorious in everything they did. But it's also lined up with people who died serving the Lord, died because they would not bow down and deny him, who died because they loved Jesus more than they loved their own lives. And that's what we understand. So I do believe we're going to see martyrs. I'm not saying, by the end of the year we're going to see martyrs. But you know what? It would not surprise me if we do, because there are movements that want to silence the church, because we who know Jesus know the truth. And when you know the truth, and we know the truth sets people free, there's a group that does not want to hear that. So we've got a responsibility right now to share Jesus with as many people as we possibly can, and realize
Amen.
That window
Amen.
Is both false and we're false yet day. I believe the sun is setting very, very quickly, my friend. We got to get out there and do all we can for the gospel, but people see Jesus in our lives.
Amen to that. Right on the money. Brother, I know we're down the last 2 minutes, so nobody called, and us because they're listening very intently. I know people listening right now in Norway and France, other places. This is for you too, my friends. The world is going to chaos. America is going to be judged severely because America was given much. To whom much given, much is required. And all nations that forget God turned into hell. Our nation once had it, just as any nation who is righteous should have. And we spit it out. We spit it in the face of our God, our Creator, and the one who created this nation. We spit in His face and still are.
Yeah.
And put our hope in man. And man's let us down as he always does. But you know, we can't blame the heathen. We can't blame the politician or the state house, courthouse, or anybody else. We got to blame the church house. We were to be the light and salt. Not the president of the United States, not the senators. And we failed miserably. So I'm telling you this, wherever you are in the world, be light and salt where you are. That's your duty as a believer in Jesus Christ. Brother, we're down about 2 minutes again, and I don't want to take all your time. But I want you have stayed faithful through all this. From your first dream right on through, you have stayed faithful. You kept the same message. You warned the people. And I want to commend you for that, for being faithful to Christ and to His followers. Thank you for your courage, your determination, and all the other tangible, I'm going to say, assets you have in Christ. Thank you for doing that.
Well, you're welcome. And I'll tell you what, there's a verse that I live by, and it's Nahum 1:7. And it says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those that trust in Him." And I've been standing and saying, "Okay, Lord, I don't understand all the things you're showing me or giving me." And yeah, I get a lot of hate mail and stuff like that. But I trust the Lord. I know He's good. And I know He's going to let things come to pass for my life. I've met people, made friends just like yourself around the world. I'm so grateful for it. But I'm thankful for those that are calling me and saying, "Hey, this resonates with me, brother." I know I'm not the only one sensing it, feeling, hearing it, because I'm hearing from thousands of people who hear it too.
Amen.
So that encourages me. So thanks for letting me do your show, and I really appreciate it.
One quick question: how's your family holding up?
They're doing okay. I mean, I've got my daughters are both away from here. My wife's still nice to me, so I guess that's a good thing.
long as you feed your supper once in a while, you got it made.
Yeah, so we're doing good. it's a different world for all of us, but once again, the faithfulness of God is what's gotten us through it.
Man, my brother, we're best fight our time, and God bless you, my friend. Please, 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 if anything comes up I need to know, if people need to know, you let me know so I can get down, okay?
I will.
All right, talk to you soon, my friend. God bless.
All right, God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. Folks, tomorrow night will be our guest will be Glenn Parnum. Wednesday night will be me by myself. Next week, all three nights will be Russ Dizdar. Why is that? Because Russ Dizdar is going to tell you about the realms of demons above our heads and in the middle of the earth, in the center of the earth. Oh, yes. This is for real. You better prepare, my friends. I love you in Jesus. You better prepare your hearts, minds, even physically and mentally. You better prepare. And you need a water filter. We have them. You sell them. Yes, I am, folks. We need these things. Give us a call, 800-777-4403.
Good night. Seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.